Hi guys, this is Your Host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. So today's episode topic is going to be when not to chase. And I'm gonna read you guys a text message which really sparked this topic because I cannot believe we haven't spoken about it up until now. Those of you that are following us on Instagram, go check it out. Because this text that I'm going to be reading out loud to you guys is posted on there under the episodes, under stories. All right, so let me get into this text. Here we go. The text says, "Hi, are you Simon? We texted on Tinder last time. I came to chill with my cousin, but we didn't meet for drinks. I'm back in the area for now. If y'all want to really meet up while I'm here, are you free?" So, yeah. That's the message that I received. Obviously, I'm not Simon. I'm also not a guy, and I'm not on Tinder. So at first thought, I was pondering whether or not I should respond to this, what I assumed was a female. On second thought, I didn't want her to keep waiting for someone that clearly had not given her his right information. Because if a guy is interested in you, he would have texted you on the spot, or he would have made sure that you had his contact info. I'm assuming none of that happened here. So I decided to respond to her. My response was, "This is not Simon. Stop meeting guys on Tinder if you want something meaningful, and never hit up a dude months later. If he wanted you, you'd know. If he doesn't hit you up, then don't waste your time. Good luck and namaste." Which I thought was a nice way to not keep her waiting and expecting a response, letting her know that this person's probably not interested, and helping her to just move on to whoever else she would like to see while she's in town. Now, one caveat, can you meet really great people on Tinder? Yes, but you can also win the lotto. So the odds of both of those things happening are super rare, but that doesn't mean that they can't. I just didn't want her to keep having hope. This woman's response was, "Wow, this is embarrassing, LOL. I guess he passed me a wrong number. Dang. I prefer to think he typed it wrong." Now, I mean, let's face the music. If he typed it wrong, he would have still made sure that the text or the phone call went to him. So he would have given her his number, then made sure that his cell phone rang. Or he would have taken her number if he was really interested and then called her. But I'm assuming from this text that none of it happened. Continuing on with her text. "I prefer to think that he typed it wrong. Anyway, you know my name and how I look. What's yours?" She sends me a picture of herself. So I respond to her because at this point I figured maybe I'm not clear enough that this is not a guy. So let me spell it out. I said, "I'm a woman. Sorry, and I'm not into other women. Good luck." At this point, I'm assuming that this is the end of the conversation. I'm obviously a complete stranger. You don't know me. I'm not who you think I am. So I've clarified that and I've done it in a respectful way. So I'm hoping you go on with your day. She responds and she says, "Good to meet you. This is so nutty, but you sound really nice. You're not a stalker, are you? Haha." So this is why I want to talk about, this is what I want to talk about in today's episode. Situations like this. Situations where you should not be chasing. And I'm using this as an example, but obviously this can happen in real life. This can even happen with someone that you were talking to and the person just sort of ghosts you. And there you are putting in the effort. One thing I can tell about this woman is the fact that, one, where she says, "You're not a stalker, are you?" I mean, obviously, I'm not a stalker if I'm telling her exactly who I am. I'm clarifying that I'm not the person that she's reaching out to and ending the conversation. Yet, she insists on continuing it. So this tells me that perhaps when she was talking to this guy, or maybe she saw him in person after the Tinder interaction, she was behaving in the same kind of manner with him, which can be a reason why he didn't want to give her his right number and he didn't want to speak with her. Now, although it really sucks when you meet people and you give them the wrong information. I can understand that in some cases. For example, here, her brief exchange with me led me to believe that this is not someone that just ends the conversation. This is someone that will keep going. So I can understand from a guy's perspective as to why he didn't want to give her his number. I mean, what sucks is he gave her mine. But in some ways, I'm glad because this is a real life perfect example of what people do wrong when they're dating or when they first meet people, or sometimes when you're even in a relationship with someone. Now, obviously, if you're in a relationship with someone, whether it's something that's relatively new or something that's established, I would hope that you have enough respect, if not love or like, respect for the person to be honest. If you've gone out a couple of times, or maybe there's a friendship where you can tell the person that you're not interested in them, or you just want to be friends, or you don't see this working out, you don't have to be mean about it, but you can share that with that person. Versus when you don't really know someone and you're just sort of dating, it does become a bit difficult for us to be honest, because not everyone is receptive to that honesty, unfortunately. And even in some cases, for example here, when you are honest, it doesn't seem like the other person gets the clue. Now, in the messages that I had sent, it was very clear that this is not a conversation that I want to continue. I'm a total stranger to this person. I figured that once I told her that I'm not a man, the conversation would drop. When she said, "Are you a stalker?" Clearly, I'm not the person that's actively trying to engage in a conversation, but she is. So what crosses in the back of my mind is, are you a stalker? Is that a reason why this person ran off? So let's talk about all of this in today's episode, because as important as it is for us to pursue people that we like or that we're interested in, we also have to know when not to do any of that. When we see or we get certain signals that indicate that someone is not interested in us, how we should ease up, lean back, and move on to the next person. So that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. And if you have been in this situation before, if you're someone that pursued someone and they didn't seem to be all that interested, or if someone just ended up ghosting you and didn't give you an explanation, don't feel bad. Everyone has been there. I'm going to tell you why everyone has been there. People tend to chase sometimes because they really like a person. Other times they chase because they just want someone there. There's an aspect of loneliness that's there, and if they see someone that they do like or they can see a future with, people tend to get eager. Oftentimes, these are not bad people, but based on the emotional state that they're in, based on the life stage where they're at, they can come across as people that appear to be desperate. And that is not a position where you want to be in, because it's not attractive. So today we're going to talk about different scenarios where, if you are in a position that you like someone or you're interested in someone, when you should not chase that person. And the reason why I want any of you that may be chasing to stop is because it's not attractive and it's not going to help you with your cause. Anytime we pursue someone, and I'm talking we pursue someone hard, not subtly letting somebody know that we're interested in them, but as in really chasing them, putting in all of the effort, it's not attractive. It's not attractive because people value things that they put work and effort into. If somebody just gets something and they had to do absolutely nothing for it, it's not of value to that person. So apply that to a situation. If you have, and I'm going to use a man and a woman as an example, because gender does play, to a small extent, a part into it, but fit this into your situation as it makes sense. Let's say if you have a guy. The guy was maybe a little bit interested in a female, or maybe he was just open to talking to anybody, and he comes across a woman that is making it very, very obvious that she's interested in him, is putting all of the work initially, as in reaching out to him, trying to make plans for with him, trying to move her plans according to him. He's gonna think that this woman has absolutely nothing going on in her life but him, that she is obsessed with him, that she wants to really be with him, she will do anything for him, and it's not attractive. It's not attractive initially. Now, if you were in a relationship with someone and your relationship progressed to a point where your partner felt like, wow, this person would do anything for me, they love me unconditionally, they make me a priority, then yes, that's something attractive. And here's why it's attractive at that stage. Because you guys have a history together. Hopefully, that person has also reciprocated some of the things that you have done for them. They've also put in the same amount of effort into your relationship, and it's evolved and grown to that state where they feel this way about you. So it's not something that was just handed to them just because, it's something that they had to invest into. And the benefit of that investment is the fact that now they have this from you. Now they have your time, now they have your attention, now they have your availability, now they have you, but it's something that they have earned. So at that stage, it absolutely makes sense. And you wouldn't have to even chase a person at that stage because, like I said, they have put in the effort. So it has to be somewhat equal, as in how much time, effort, resources, money, et cetera, they're putting in and what they get out of it. On the flip side, when you give up all of these things for a person that you barely know, that you just met, or that you newly started dating, all of those things, the same actions, they don't hold the same value because the person didn't do much to invest into it. The person didn't earn, quote unquote, any of these things from you. And the same thing that's so attractive when you're in a relationship with someone is a major turnoff when it happens in the beginning. It can also be something that scares off the other person. In theory, does everybody like to be wanted and desired? Yes, it's a great feeling. But everything in moderation makes sense. If somebody gives you a compliment or two, yes, it's flattering. But if someone is constantly texting you when you're not responding to them, if someone is constantly showing up at your job, at your house, at your school, where you hang out, it's not attractive. It's an incredibly uncomfortable feeling. And sometimes people feel brave enough to tell the person of how they're behaving. Other times, most times, people are not that brave and they just tend to ghost. Or in this case, they give you the wrong information because they don't want to hurt your feelings, but they also don't want to be bothered with you. So the telltale signs that you shouldn't be chasing someone is, in this case, quite obvious. You find out that somebody has given you their wrong number. Okay, that's the end of that person. Don't try to spark up a conversation with whoever's number they gave you, because that just validates in that new person's mind of why the original person didn't give you their contact info. So don't do that. Second reason is, if somebody wants to be with you, if somebody wants to spend time with you, whether it's initially or it's during the course of a relationship, they will put in the effort. And just like my response to this text message, if a guy is not hitting you up for months, he is talking to someone. He's just not talking to you. Don't waste your time and your energy reaching out to someone, pretending like you meant to hit up someone else, or pretending like, oh, you have a new phone, you lost your contacts, etc., etc. Those are all excuses that people can see right through you. This is 2021. If you're listening to this episode in the future, then this is 2030. But in this day and age, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, there's a variety of ways that they can make that happen. So if someone has not put in that effort, it's because they don't want to talk to you. It's a harsh reality, but it's the truth. So don't go on chasing someone that's made it blatantly obvious that they're not interested in you. And also don't look at it as a self-reflection. There's a lot of different types of personalities in this world. Just because you're not one person's cup of tea doesn't mean you can't be another's. However, some of this behavior, if you are doing it or if you have done it, you do need to tone down because you don't want to come across desperate and you don't want to come across needy and you don't want to come across stalkerish because for most quote unquote normal people, those are not desirable qualities in a partner. So if you have any of these, time to dial it way down, at least until the person really loves you. Then maybe slowly you could start showing them your 50, 60, 100 shades of, I don't want to call crazy, I want to call of your personality, because we all have our moments. But initially, it's not the time to do it. Also, if someone is interested in you, apart from them being available, apart from them contacting you, you will see them put in an effort. You will see them reach out to you. This is, you know, something that would be normal, where you would see the person make plans with you. You would see the person talk about the future. If none of these things are happening, then there's no point in you continuing to pursue this person or continuing to pursue someone that is obviously just not interested in you. And coming back to this text message, guys, that I just read it out to you, as I'm in the middle of this podcast episode, this woman is still sending text messages. I'm going to read you what she says. It says, and mind you, I didn't respond to the last text message, so I thought that was the end of the conversation. She goes, LMAO, you're ridiculous. I'm here for a couple of weeks with my aunts. I've got nothing to do. Do you want to get to know each other? I need something to do. What do you like to do? I don't want to be bored. So this completely solves the mystery. Now I understand why, I'm assuming this guy did not give the right contact information to this female. Because she is obviously desperate. She is someone that doesn't get the hint. She is someone that's persistent. And she can also be borderline annoying. When somebody tells you that it's a wrong number and you're continuing to have a conversation after the person has stopped responding, that is bad. And the fact that it's not even a guy and you're into men just makes it kind of worse. So I'm going to continue on with this podcast episode, but this is just so fitting for today's topic that I thought it was a sign to talk about this today. So coming back to the pointers, if you have other indications, like let's say you meet someone and that person's giving you mixed signals, maybe they're into you some days, maybe they're not into you some days, still push back. And by push back, I don't mean push towards them. Push back as in lean back and let the person be. Because if someone is not putting in the same effort or time or giving you the emotions, then you need to ease up on the entire situation. And as you're easing up on this one person, keep your options open. Talk to other people. Now, if you're dating, let's assume you've gone out a couple of times and you're dating this individual. At that point, still just lean back a little bit. Whereas if you text them every other day, don't. Let maybe 3-4 days go by. Let them reach out to you. And here's the biggest reason why. It is not difficult to get someone to change their mind about you. But you're not going to get someone to change their mind about you by just saying that you're not that person or you don't do those things. You're going to get someone to change their mind about you through your actions. Now, in this case, my perception of this woman that doesn't stop texting me is the fact that she is desperate. She can potentially be a stalker. She doesn't hear when I'm basically saying no, as in I don't want to continue this conversation. And she's incredibly persistent. That's my impression of her, and I don't even know this person, based on her actions, as in her picking up her phone, sending out text messages. Based on her behavior, that's what it leads me to believe. Now, if once I said that I'm not a woman and I'm not into women, she had stopped texting me, I wouldn't feel that way about her. I would have looked at this entire situation as being somebody gave someone my number by accident. I told this person I'm not who they meant to contact, and then that's the end of that. So there, I could completely understand that, yes, she may be a little bit upset about it, but she's moved on. Obviously, this is not a boyfriend situation. This is someone that she met on Tinder. So I don't even know how much attachment you can have to have with someone that you, I'm assuming they didn't even meet, but maybe you met once or you never met. And for her to carry on in this conversation, her actions lead me to believe that she can be all of those things. She can be stalkerish. She can be persistent. She can be annoying. She can be a nag. But all of these things that I'm feeling are based off of her actions. So if you want to change somebody's mind about you, let's say you've acted a bit crazy. Let's say you've acted a bit desperate. Like I said, it happens to the best of us. Maybe it's somebody that you really liked, or maybe you could just really see a future with that person and you got overexcited and you're not any of these things, but in that situation, you behaved in that manner. So the first thing you have to do is get them to change their mind about you. Because if they continue to have these types of thoughts associated with you, and obviously none of these thoughts are positive, nobody says, I would love for my next relationship to be with a stalker or somebody who doesn't leave me alone or somebody that continues to nag me. No. So obviously these are not great feelings that you're giving to the other person. What you need to do is, through your actions, change their mind. So stop doing all of those things. Stop reaching out to the person consistently. Stop rearranging your schedule. Stop making that person a priority. Just stop. Go take a mental break. Delete their number from your phone and go live your life. Go meet other people. Get a hobby. Find a hobby. Go make new friends. Go spend time with your current friends. Do whatever you need to do to keep yourself occupied. And wait for the person to contact you. Do not reach out to that person. Because if they never contact you, you know that they weren't interested in you to begin with, but at least now, when they talk about you, it's not going to be, so there was this crazy girl, or so there was this crazy guy. And if they are interested in you, you've given them enough breathing room to not have any negative feelings or thoughts associated with you. And when they do contact you, they will be the ones that are putting in the effort. Rather than you chasing them, allow them the opportunity to chase you a little bit in an effort to balance out this whole situation that you have with them. You can't be the person that's always on the giving end. And no, I don't mean money. I mean time, effort, energy. It has to be somewhat of a balance. Especially if you're dating someone or you're looking to meet different people. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. And sometimes people become desperate because all their eggs are in one basket. Look and feel the situation, then act accordingly. But if you're getting the kind of vibe that someone's not being responsive or they're not that interested, don't chase them even more. And this is a common mistake people make. When people lean back, it's because they want some breathing room. They want some space. Don't go and attack them and chase them and nag them even more, because now all you're doing is annoying that person. And who wants to be with someone that they find annoying? So take that as a signal. And like I said, it can also be that this is not who you are. This is not your personality, but you came across someone that you were really into, or maybe you were just recovering from a bad relationship or from a heartbreak, and this is how you're acting because you really just want to move on. So there's a variety of reasons why you could be totally sane and still be acting this way. But this person doesn't know that. They don't know that because they don't know you. All they can judge you on is whatever you're projecting and the way that you're acting with them. So keep that in mind. You could be the world's best person to be with, but this person does not know that yet about you. And if you want them to find out how awesome you are, you're going to have to let things naturally unfold. And you're going to have to balance the effort and putting in the energy and the time into this interaction, into the situation with them right from the beginning. So it is something that's equal. Also, when we ease up, not only do we get the chance to see if the person is really interested in us, we also give them the chance to show us how do they chase someone, how do they romance someone. And it's exciting. It's exciting on both ends. It's exciting to be on the receiving end of this, but it's also exciting to be the one that plans things, that thinks about the date, that thinks about text messages. What do I say first? It has to be a somewhat of a balance of giving and taking. That's the only way that the relationship will progress, and both of you will have good feelings about each other. So don't start chasing someone if they're not being receptive. And don't continue chasing them if they tell you that they're not interested, or if you're not the person for them, or obviously in this case where they just give you like wrong information and then you still carry on with that. So those are some of the ways that you can make sure that if you have done some of these things, how do you change your image and your perception with that? One thing that I always advise people is take a slower pace with your interactions, because you can meet someone and you can think that they're the world's best person, but you don't know them yet. So not only by slowing down are you giving the other person some breathing room, you are also giving yourself the opportunity to really get to know this person, to see, do you really even like them? What are some of the things that you like about them? Because obviously when we first meet someone, it's physical attraction. If you haven't seen the person, then it could be the way that they talk or who they are. It's that interaction. But oftentimes it's physical because you've seen this person, you like the way that they look. But that doesn't mean that they have a great personality or they have the best intentions for you, or if they want a future, or if they even want a relationship. So in order for you to get the answers to all of these questions, you have to take a slower pace and do it in a way where that person sees your value, that person respects you, and that person sees some sort of benefit in continuing to interact with you. And this is the most important thing about relationships, about dating, the value that you bring to the table. And the value could be different for different people. Maybe someone's out there to date someone that they think is really, really attractive, and that's what they consider of value. For someone else, it could be, is a person financially set? Is a person financially stable where they can be a counterpart in my life, or they can help me with some of my situations? Or it could be, do I see a future with this person? Do they have the same life goals? Do they have the same priorities? Do we think the same? Can we build something together going forward? So that value, whatever that person wants or whatever they value, needs to be aligned with who you are. So if someone sees value in beauty, and not to be mean, but maybe I'm not that attractive. Now, there's ways to fix that, but let's assume you're not that attractive. You could be the world's nicest person, but to that individual, it doesn't matter because they're not valuing personality, they're valuing appearance. And these are all the things that you're going to find out about the person if you get to a stage where you get to know them and they get to know you. So if you start chasing someone right from the jump, you're going to end up scaring off this person. And I'm not going to lie, this woman scared me. So I can only imagine how the guy feels who gave her the wrong number, because I can't believe, and she's still texting, I can't believe that somebody would keep doing that after you've told them exactly what the deal is and you've told them you're not the person they're trying to contact. So you never want to be in a position where if you're interested in someone, they think about you and they only have negative thoughts and they want to have nothing to do with you, because then you have no chance in heck. So before you get to that stage, read the signals. If someone's not responding to you immediately, if someone is not eager to make plans with you, if someone isn't spending enough time with you, then yes, one, they could be entertaining other people, but if you're both single, that's acceptable. Or two, they don't see your value. They maybe find you annoying. And that's really what this episode is about. How do you not chase and increase your value or increase your chances of getting a relationship with this person that you're interested in? And all too often, we make either all of these mistakes or we make some of these mistakes. I wouldn't say in every relationship, but in our dating exchanges. It's part of life. It's part of living, learning, and growing from it. But the key here is not to keep doing it over and over again. And sadly, I can also share stories of people that don't learn. They become overinvested in a short period of time. They are way too eager. They scare off someone that may have otherwise been a great person for them, all because they're just too excited and they don't know when to stop. They don't know when to stop texting, chasing, making plans, talking, all of these things. So I hope that everything that I've shared in today's episode helps you and gets you on the right track. Whether something that's going on in your life personally, or maybe somebody that you know who you've tried to tell 100 times to stop doing this, stop doing that, but they're not listening. And as a result, they're either ruining a relationship before it even started, or they're ruining a situation that could have bloomed and blossomed into a great relationship. And above all, guys, if you are doing any of these things to someone, and it doesn't even have to be romantic, it could even be a friend, it could be somebody that you just met. Like, for example, in this situation, I don't know this person, but obviously I don't think of them very highly based on the way that they've interacted. And I'm sure no one listening would want someone out there to think that they're annoying or obnoxious or stalkerish or irritable. So keep your emotions in check. There's so many things that you can do to occupy your time. That chasing someone who does not want to be chased should not be on that list. Do yourself a favor, invest in you, invest in your future, invest in yourself as a person, invest in your mind, invest in your health, make yourself a priority. But don't drop down to a level where you're giving up your power and you are chasing someone that isn't interested in you. And you certainly don't want that person to then go and tell 10 other people and brag about the fact how you don't leave them alone, because that's not a good look for you. And if you are going to stroke somebody's ego to that level and that point, trust me, that person will never, ever, ever date you or be with you. So if you are interested in that person and you've done some of these things, it's time to lean back and change their mind about who you are. I have full faith that if you've done any of these things, you will fix the situation. In the meantime, like I said, invest in you. Until next time, this is Jiro Hosmis Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.